Back on Last Day Radio Network, Series XM 141, HUR Voices. I've never personally been to space. And I have always had questions about how space has been presented to us as human beings on planet Earth by the media and by science and in textbooks. And I'm not really here to challenge how far the moon is from the Earth and how far the sun is from the Earth and what's going on Jupiter and if people used to live on Mars and all of that. I'm just not really into that. I don't know anything about it. I believe in creation, so I'm not an evolutionist, so I don't believe that the world formed billions and billions of years ago. I just know that Katy Perry and Gayle King did not go to space. That's one thing that I can promise you did not happen. And this is why I know, first and foremost, just calling Gayle King and Katy Perry astronauts is hilarious. And I literally almost fell out of my chair laughing at some of these interviews. I know we got a lot of gullible people. Because I read the comments on MSNBC and Fox News and Breitbart and various news outlets where everything's become political. And we got a lot of gullible people. They believe anything that they're told. President Trump said that in his book, Art of the Deal. He said, if you lie to someone three times, you basically got them. They'll believe anything you say. And there are a lot of people that believe anything that their favorite talk show host or news anchor says to them, even if it doesn't makes sense. But you can't go to space without no helmet, right? You gotta have like a pressurized suit to go to space. I mean, you can't just go to space without, to my understanding, I think you would want to have training and a doctor's visit and all of those things. Like I said, I'm not an expert. This isn't Apollo 13. When you look at a video, and first and foremost, that rocket that went into space looks, I'm trying to be careful with my words, it looks like a sex toy. That seems like something that Matt Stone and Trey Parker would draw up on a South Park spoof of people going to space. But this happened in real life. But when you see the video of them coming back, you have Jeff Bezos with this special key, which is really odd. Opening the door. Somebody opened the door too early and the person's like, oh no, don't open the door. You can't open a pressurized door. So just, it all seems like an absolute scam. And we're just talking about complete poppycock. Just chicanery going on. But as I was watching this and laughing, like I said, I literally fallen off my couch laughing. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but it gave me some thought about, there's so many conspiracy theories that in different genres, not just, there are conspiracy theories that musicians and actors have been cloned and they've perished and they've been cloned. There's stuff about space and if Earth is really in a black hole or are we a simulation on a computer for a higher form of life. There's different, you get into the Illuminati, Bilderberger, all of these secret societies. And I wanted to do a top five dead or alive. These are conspiracy theories that Lance Day actually believes. Now, I scoff at conspiracy theories. I've made a lot of fun on this show specifically about Kyrie Irving believing that the Earth is flat. I've had a lot of jokes about the Earth being flat. I've had a lot of jokes about people who believe that every single thing that happens is orchestrated. So any plane crash, anyone dying of natural causes at 92, there is some conspiracy behind it. But these are five things that I actually do believe that I wanted to talk about on the heels of this Blue Origin fiasco. So cue the music. Number five, Gucci and Louis Vuitton, which I love name brand stuff, and I spend way too much money. And this story has helped me to start to wean myself off of Gucci shoes and Louis Vuitton bags and wallets and stuff like that, belts, things that I buy for myself, things that I buy for my wife, Prada. Since we are under this trade war with President Trump, there are a lot of sites on TikTok and a lot of different pages that are showing that Gucci loafers and all of these different name brand stuff is actually made in China. So we've been led to believe that these luxury items are handcrafted in Italy with a touch of love and a kiss by someone, a lady in Sicily that's just worked the line their whole life and they craft it perfectly, and they're spending a dozen hours to create a pair of shoes. Then we come to find out there's a 50-50 chance that all this stuff's made in China. The same shoes that they slap a Gucci logo on, it's the same shoe that you could have got at DSW for $98. And I believe that. And it's really caused me to take a look at the money that I'm spending. It's kind of made me soured on name brand stuff. If you take a shoe and slap an Under Armour logo on there, or you slap a Jordan logo on there, or you slap a Prada logo on there, you have three different price points. And I think that we're finding out that the veil is being lifted. This is just a scam. This stuff is all made in the same factory in China. So why not go and buy the knockoff? I'm trying to find, if you know any of the sites where you can get some of these knockoff Gucci kicks. I need a pair of brown Gucci loafers. I went to the Gucci store. They're like $1,200. I'm just like, I'm not going to spend $1,200. If I can get them for $34, please at Paragon 7 Studios, let me know where they are. Number four, and this is a funny one. There's this rumor that's going around that Beyonce is older than she is, that she was actually born in 1974, and that she pretends to be someone in her early 40s when she's actually someone that's in her early 50s. And I find that to be very funny. I don't want to say too many disparaging things about the Beehive, because I've seen what the Beehive can do to you if you fall on the wrong side of them. You want to talk about it? It's like the MAGA movement. It's like the Jim Jones Kool-Aid in Guyana movement. You're talking about pure cult leaders. I don't want to mess with Hove. I don't want to mess with Beyonce. I don't want none of the seeing eye pyramid mofos. I don't want any of the seeing eye pyramid mofos up against me. But I kind of believe that Beyonce is older than she says she is. Not just because just looking at her, and obviously she's a gorgeous woman, but Michael Jackson did this as well. It's not a fact that Michael Jackson and a lot of people that are in kids groups, they lie their age down. I mean, it's not as cute if you're in a boy band and you're 22 years old. It's a lot cuter if you're 17 and just an older looking 17-year-old. I mean, we've seen back in the day, remember Stacey Dash? Stacey Dash was playing high school students. She was like 44. On A Different World, Jasmine Guy was like 33 years old. Like on The Cosby Show, Felicia Rashad, the mother on The Cosby Show, and Sandra, they're only like 4 years apart in age. So the math just doesn't seem to math with Beyonce, and I'll leave it at that. Number three, Antarctica. I don't know what the hell is going on in Antarctica, but I just know this. If the United States and the greed of superpowers like United States, Russia, China, England, those that have nuclear capacity, if nobody's planted their flag there and actually started drilling there for resources and gone into some of these caves and all these places, what that says to me is that there's something really bad in Antarctica. I know it's cold there. I get that. But we see President Trump, when he says that he wants to annex Canada, he's not saying that because he wants to annex Toronto and Vancouver. He wants all the natural gas and resources that are up near the North Pole that we can't get to. I feel like at some point they've gone down to Antarctica and they found something or someone or some entity or some spirit that they did not like. And I'm not going to pontificate on that, but it's just very weird that you're not even allowed to fly over that mother bleeper. And I get that funds people that believe that the world is flat, that you're going to fall off into the abyss of the ice cliffs. But there's something going on down there that at some point someone went there and they're like, man, you got the Iceman down here. We don't want no parts of that. Like we got to keep the Iceman. It's like the lost city of Atlantis. You got to keep those people underwater. They can't come back to the earth. So I think there is something going on in Antarctica that is unsettling at best, if not a threat to global society. Number two, yeah, I spent a lot of time in this place. That Denver airport, bro, that joint is creepy AF. I don't know what's going on. They had that mural that basically showed genocide, and you had these people in these scream masks, white and AK-47s wiping out populations. And then in the next mural over, it's a rainbow of people, red and yellow, black and white, and they're dancing in a dewy meadow. And I don't know what's going on. I just know that the Denver airport, something's odd there. I spent a lot of time being cheap in my younger days when I lived in Seattle and really couldn't afford some of the more optimal flights. I used to fly Frontier a lot because Frontier is like the Greyhound of the sky. Like you're not sure if you're going to make it to Denver alive, but the flight's only $160 from Seattle to DC. So I spent a lot of time at Denver Airport, and that place is real creepy. Some say it's the headquarters of secret society. Some say it's the headquarters of the Illuminati. Some say that there are caves and tunnels underneath the airport, and when the world ends, that's where all of the powers that be, they have a station that's 10 miles under the surface. I don't know nothing about that. I just know that the Denver Airport is creepy, and just walking around there, you're like, man, when is my next flight? When can I get the bleep out of here? And then final. And I never believed this. I didn't believe this when I was 9. I didn't believe this when I was 15. I didn't believe this when I was 20, 25 years old. I don't believe it now. I'm a moon landing fake conspiracy dude. It just doesn't make sense that we were in a Cold War with the Soviet Union at the time, who was also into space travel and exploration. And back then, the goal of getting to the moon and the goal of having a space program was as a defense system. So if you bleep with us, we're going to hit you with a giant laser on the moon like Austin Powers. I just find it to be very suspicious that we're going through that war, the Cold War. The Russians made it to space before us. It seems like they had technology that was par. They had more nukes. They had a lot of stuff going on. And then just suddenly we make it to the moon, and that kind of is one of the turning points in the Cold War. I feel, man, that thing was in a studio out in Burbank, Chatsworth, where they're filming porn now, somewhere out in the valley in California. I think you had Scorsese. You had some of the best people that do films, the guy that did Godfather. I think they all collaborated, and I think that obviously, you know, people that work for NASA, there's a military, there's a clearance element. I just think it's common sense. It's in the United States' best interest to create the illusion that we're sending people to the moon. I'm not an optics expert, but the shadows and the film, man, it just looks suspect. The prints, like all of that just looks suspect, how they got there, how they got back. It just does not make sense. It never made sense to me. I never believed it. I never will believe it. You can believe it if you want. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm not a space guy. I'm not a STEM guy. I'm not a scientist. I don't know calculus. That's not what I do. But I never believed at any point in my life that the moon landing was real. It wasn't until I was in my late 30s where I was comfortable saying it. And that's my top five dead or alive. I'd throw some conspiracy theories out there. We'll be back. More than Lance J Radio Network, Sirius XM 141.
Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
I think that Angel Reese is an absolute ass on and off the court. I think that she's ass-tounding. I think that on the board, she's ass-siduous. Ass-tronomical.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain.
Social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own.
Creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital.
Putting our health in our lives
at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patients.
Ewers in a shotgun. 2x2 wide receivers. Wisner in the backfield with him. Ewers set to toss. Ewers being chased. Hit by Jack Sawyer. Knocked the ball out. Sawyer's picked it up and he's running down the right side. Jack Sawyer hits the 50-yard line to the Texas 40. Sawyer to the 30, to the 20 of Texas. Jack Sawyer is going to take it into the end zone. His second fumble recovery of the season. Jack Sawyer, Ohio State defensive end. He finally got to Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers. And Jack Sawyer races it into the end zone to give Ohio State a 27-14 lead over Texas.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.